Fighting Poverty Pay Glenn Kelly, Socialist Party Industrial Department. Millions of workers in Britain are condemned to low pay and insecure contracts. Corbyn and McDonald's 20 points offer a significant step forward for many. They must be welcomed as a great first step. The program's key measures on pay include a pledge to raise the minimum wage, which Corbyn has previously promised to lift to £10 an hour in 2020. Ending the public sector pay cap, banning zero-hour contracts, and reinstating collective bargaining are other key policies. With 6 million workers earning less than the real living wage, £10 an hour in particular is very welcome. Corbyn must head off Blairite attempts to undermine this by pledging its immediate introduction, not waiting 3 years. He should also explicitly state there will be no exemptions for youth and training, unlike the Blairite and Tory minimum wage rates. Public sector workers, whose living standards have fallen for over a decade, will cheer the lifting of the pay cap. But they will rightly demand the thousands stolen off their pay packets returned. They will want to know how Labour will fund this, and the billions stolen from public services. If Labour were to cancel all PFI privatisation debt, and send the private profiteers packing, that alone would free up billions. It's not just the rate of pay that pushes people into poverty. Insecure contracts, no guarantees of hours, and being at the beck and call of the boss can force workers to accept bullying and intimidation, or face losing work. The program's ban on zero-hour contracts, right to guaranteed hours, and equal employment rights from day one, including part-timers and temps, begin to address this. It does need more, putting minimum hours up to, and including full-time work, as well as flexibility, in workers' hands, not the bosses. Corbyn should also add to equal employment rights from day one, calling as well for full employment rights from day one, including the right to claim unfair dismissal. Women and young people are the workers most often forced into insecure part-time work. The Charter's promises to tackle gender pay discrimination and victimization of pregnant women are good, but need more detail. In particular, free childcare would help ensure women have access to work. No doubt bosses will complain and try to resist these reforms. Corbyn and McDonnell must give a clear warning to all firms who try to use a tax on workers to pay for these measures. If the big companies say they can't afford even these modest reforms, despite their massive profits, then Corbyn should tell bosses we can't afford them, and nationalize their firms under democratic workers' control and management. Public ownership and big business levies could also fund support for small businesses to implement the policies.